This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Powering Through the Pandemic on BFM 89.9.
That's right. This is Powering Through the Pandemic. I'm Audrey Raj. So for more than a week now, more businesses have reopened for business. And I think it's fair to say it's not been easy. The F&B sector in particular have had it extra challenging as they've had to adhere to new strict guidelines on opening their doors to customers again. And I think we can all agree it's been an adjustment for everyone. Table distancing, body temperature scanning, data collection upon entry, hyper-sanitizing. Dining out is not the experience we remember it to be, but it's all for our safety. To talk to us about the new normal in the F&B segment, and I'm also hoping he'll share some tips on keeping your customers comfortable while eating out at restaurants, we have with us on the phone today, Fong Wai Hong from StarHub.
Hi, my name is Wai Hong. I'm the chieftain and co-founder at StoreHub. And StoreHub is a technology platform for retail and F&B businesses that consists of a whole spectrum of things that help them to really navigate how to sell to their customers, both online and offline. So we cover everything from the point of sale to the inventory system. And right now we even do delivery and QR ordering for stores. So basically that's the whole spectrum of things that StoreHub does.
Right. Wai Hong, thank you for taking the time to speak to us again. Now, I heard it's been a mad rush since Labor Day for you guys at StoreHub.
Yeah, it has been. We realized that the moment the Prime Minister announced that we were going to turn the MCO into a conditional MCO and relax some of these restrictions, that businesses were going to have to navigate all the challenges that came with allowing dine-ins in particular for restaurants, but also how do we kind of like balance that up with making sure that, you know, the right safety measures and all the things that we can do to kind of mitigate any risks with the virus spreading are taken. Basically, all the measures are taken. So that's basically what we've been focused on trying to navigate all of that.
So, Nick, you mentioned this rush, you know, to get back to business. Do you think it's compounded by Ramadan happening right now? Or is it just like cash flow issues affecting businesses at large and they just need to get back into operations?
Yeah, so I think at the start of the announcement of the MCO, we knew that in our conversations with businesses and also just the numerous studies out there, that businesses just simply didn't have a lot of cash reserves. And we're talking about SMEs here. Right? When I refer to businesses, that SMEs are kind of like our focus here because these are the guys that have those limited cash reserves. And some of the numbers that we've seen thrown around were anywhere from 20 days, 30 days of cash reserves. And we are now in our, like, what, 40 days or more? And so as you can, you know, just simply from looking at that, you know, you can probably assume that the overwhelming majority of small businesses are at the kind of like their breaking point. They're at the edges of their ability to survive. And you know, that's why we see so many people go to the pawn shops the moment the shops are open.
Yeah.
And they're trying to liquidate, they're trying to get cash. And I think right now it's that survival instinct of, okay, you know, if I have a chance of surviving, I will take that chance. And I think that's what people are doing.
So I know that you've been working very closely with F&B outlets, particularly, you know, during the MCO. How have F&B operators taken to the news of, you know, being allowed to open their stores for more than just takeaway? And it's good news, obviously, but it also comes with new headaches for business owners, right?
Absolutely. And I think, for most business owners, it's great. It's a lifeline. It's something that we can engage with. But if you actually study the documents of the SOPs that the government has put out closely, you will find that there's actually a lot of things that need to, you know, people need to comply with. So being able to take down the name, phone number, and in some cases the IC number, the temperature, and then there's confusion, right, between do I need to record all of this information? How long do I have to keep this information? To what degree is this useful for contact tracing and to what degree it's not? And then all the other SOPs, you know, how do I structure my store to manage distancing between customers and my staff? How do I, for example, take orders from customers without going too close to them? How do I give them a menu without them feeling so you know, paranoid about who touches the menu or who has touched the menu before them. And how about payments, right? And like, is there still a phobia with cash? Is there a way for me to manage payments without having people crowd around a cashier? There's just a lot of things to work through. Even though dine-in is now allowed, there are a lot of things to work through.
So I remember that, you know, you sent me a text saying that it's pretty much mad rush because with the conditional MCO, businesses were flooding back to you like they did when MCO was first announced, right? You know, how do you survive during this period? What do you need to do? They came to you looking for solutions. Did you have any for them?
I mean, for us, the good thing was that, you know, even before the MCO happened, and I guess that was when, you know, StoreHop sprung into action and we launched Beep Delivery, right?
Yeah.
Which is a platform that allows businesses to do food delivery or just deliveries in general by working with third-party logistics providers and actually, you know, being able to do this in a very cost-sustainable way. And I think what's interesting is that that platform, Beep Delivery, was actually built on an existing StoreHop product called Beep QR Ordering. And Beep QR Ordering is actually, you know, was already actually in use in certain stores even before MCO was announced. And it basically is a system that allows a customer to go into a store and instead of, you know, dealing with the waiter, having to queue up at the counter to pay or, you know, trying to find a waiter to get the bill, you basically just take out your mobile phone, you scan a QR code on the table or you scan a QR code on the front at the front of the store on a bunting, and you can start ordering and you can pay all directly in your phone, right? And so that order will go into the kitchen, it'll print out, and then the waiter will just bring you the food. So I think the system was already in place before. And so when this conditional MCO was announced, you know, we thought, wow, this is something that businesses would definitely need. And on top of that, there's this other requirement of figuring out how do I collect information, right? Because if I walk into a store today and you ask me to use the pen that you gave to me to write my name, number,
right, number, okay,
and temperature, I'm going to go, you mean everyone that has come in before me has touched that pen, and you're going to just leave this piece of paper out at the front with all my details on it. I mean, those are some of the questions that I would have, right, as a customer. And so I think from a store perspective, they're all obviously also trying to figure out how do I create an environment that customers will be comfortable coming into and engaging and buying from me and sitting down and actually, you know, eating a food. And so for us, Beep Ordering or Beep QR Ordering facilitates all of that, right? So instead of having to manually write down anything, you know, customers will enter their name, their phone number, all the IC details and even the temperature into their own mobile phones. And basically, they cannot order, right, if they don't actually enter all these details in. And that's something that we find that would really, really help businesses because it would facilitate everything that's needed to do contact tracing if there is a need to do contact tracing. And all that information, instead of storing it on on paper and trying to keep all of that record somewhere, you know, it's all stored digitally, so it's really easy to extract later on. And at the same time, it facilitates all the other problems that I mentioned earlier, right? Whether that's the customer being hesitant to touch any menu. So in this case, they don't have to. It's just all just browsing on your phone, or whether that's, you know, trying to clarify the waiter. And I'm not sure whether, you know, you've had this experience before, but I've definitely had many experiences where I know I tell the waiter what I want and then they have to repeat it to me and sometimes they don't get it right. And then when everyone's wearing a mask, you're like, you know, it's going to be even more difficult to try to clarify what do you order, how many again? And then, you know, and I don't know, do people have to take off their masks, do people have to come closer to you? And I talked to some friends and they're like, man, if the waiter tries to come closer to me, I'll run. and so I think there's all these challenges, right? And so with Beep QR Ordering, you bypass all of that because you basically get to check your entire order on your own phone. And then the moment you press order, you actually have to pay for it as well. So, the business and yourself don't have to worry about, do I use cash? Do I use credit card? And then now, you know, with credit card, you actually have to, you know, insert a credit card into the terminal. You have to press the PIN number. And all of that is a concern, isn't it, from a health perspective? And so how do we manage all of that? Well, it's literally we just basically, from a customer perspective, with BQR ordering, all you have to worry about is your own phone. And you complete the entire transaction process in the phone, and the waiter only needs to come out to bring the food to you. You don't have to call him to order. You don't have to call him to pay. You don't have to queue up at a cashier. And there's these guidelines around how you need a 1 meter distance between customers to pay. But obviously, if you're looking around, you're already seeing people not doing that.
Yeah.
Because there's just simply not enough space, right, in the store. Imagine like a line of 5 or even 10 people trying to pay. Like, that's 10 meters. Like, which store has 10 meters of space to give people to queue up to pay? And especially during the busy lunchtime periods or whatever it is. So I think there's all these challenges with existing stores and, existing ways of actually running restaurants that BQR Order can seamlessly solve.
We're going to take a quick break now for some messages, but when we come back, we discuss strategies to keep cash flow flowing in the event of another lockdown. Stay tuned for that. We'll be back on BFM 89.9.
Bluff-free medium, BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, this is Powering Through the Pandemic. I'm Audrey Raj. StoreHub Chieftain Fong Wai Hong is on the line with me right now, and we're discussing the new normal in FMB during this conditional movement control order. Now, Wai Hong, before the break, we were discussing the new guidelines by the government for FMB operators in order to reopen their restaurants for dining in. And it's quite extensive. Table distancing, physical distancing at the payment counter, customer data collection for contact tracing, face masks and hygiene checks for workers, and new sanitizing requirements, to name a few. Of all this and other issues that may possibly crop up, what would you say has been the biggest challenge for F&B operators to implement right now?
I think the biggest challenge here is really trying to do all of these things in a very short period of time. I think in isolation, if you think for all these different measures, they're not exactly very complicated, right? I mean, sure, taking temperatures, but it's really the devil's in the details. And if you think about, okay, for example, how many stores already have a temperature gun? And then there's this mad rush of trying to get one. And then at the same time, you know, how many stores are able to ensure that the process of, you know, taking temperature is going to be well, like, done properly, right? Like, I've seen some people, when they're doing like the temperature taking, they like, they're pointing at my mouth or my right. You're supposed to point at the forehead, right? But so there's all these different things that obviously business owners have to work through, and making sure at the payment counter, you know, how do they actually draw the lines? And are people thinking around, you know, considerations of, say, if they are, like I said, when you walk into the store, you need to take out these details, but what mechanism are you using to facilitate, you know, the taking down of these details? So I think it's really the combination of all of these things. And of course, if given enough time, maybe a week, maybe a little bit more than
a week, yeah. Yeah.
You know, I think people would have been able to kind of figure it out eventually. But it's just that really short period of time. I'm also not sure, like, you know, in some cases we've seen the documents indicating that you must take down the name, the number, the IC number, and the temperature of every single person. And then you're wondering, like, okay, what's the purpose of that? And of course, the reason given was contact tracing. But the question is this: if you take down name and number, isn't that enough for contact tracing? Why do you still need to take down the IC number and the temperature of the customer for contact tracing purposes?
Right.
So I think those are the questions that we've had, and from different people, and then the confusion around how, you know, different parties have different, you know, kind of like instructions. I know, like, the Selangor government released an app that only took down the name and phone number, right? So, well, as the, I guess, MKN released guidelines indicating that you need to take down everything, like name number, IC number, and temperature. So the question is confusion.
Yeah.
And from a business owner's perspective, first of all, I don't have a lot of time to implement all these, and I have to source all these, you know, material, whether that's the sanitizers or the masks or the temperature guns, and I've got to draw all these lines across my store, I've got to rearrange my store. And on top of that, I'm also wondering, okay, like, you know, exactly whose guidelines do I follow? And so I think a combination of all of that is what's really challenging, actually.
Also, you know, when it comes to like contactless ordering or contactless payment, is this something that's feasible for most F&B outlets immediately?
I think it depends on whether or not they've done the work to accept those kind of payments before. Mm. So if they have not actually gotten those set up, it will take some time for them to get, you know, whether it's e-wallet or credit card acceptance in their stores, because providers generally take a bit of time to evaluate these stores. So I think that those are some of the challenges. I guess for our customers, it's easier because we kind of act like as an intermediary or marketplace, and so it's a lot faster working through a provider like us. But if they wanted to go direct, then there is usually at least a week or two kind of like process that they have to go through.
So you have Beep Delivery, which is your food delivery platform. Then you've got Beep Order, which is the QR order and pay platform. Can you run both at the same time from the same platform?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, StoreHub at its core is like the brain of the store, right? We're like the heart of the store. And so all these platforms that you describe, they're really just sitting on top of the core StoreHub platform. So everything is managed centrally. And so as a restaurant, you can be running everything at the same time, right? So you can still have customers ordering for delivery on Beep Delivery. And those same customers can also walk into your store and scan your QR code and order and pay at the store itself. And they're all kind of managed from a central kind of back office and sitting on the same platform. So they're not separate products at all. They're all sitting on the same platform.
So when you set out to create Beep Delivery and offer Beep Delivery as a feature on StarHub, you mentioned that cost was something that you were very particular about. You wanted it to be cost effective for business owners. Beep Order as well, you know, how much is this going to cost business owners?
Yeah, so one of the things that we noticed is that a lot of platforms, they were charging fairly high percentages, right? Like, you know, what we've seen is in the high 30s and 35% of transactions for facilitating deliveries. I think for us, the way we saw it is that by working with third-party logistics providers and primarily focusing and connecting these orders to third-party logistics providers, we were able to create a platform that only charge about 2% for all transactions. Mm. And that's basically something that we thought would be a more cost-effective way for businesses to scale their businesses. And I think the main difference is that instead of relying on the platforms to do all the marketing for them and therefore charging so-called the lead generation premium, what restaurants generally do on Beep Order or Beep Delivery is that they run their own marketing. Right? They take control of their own Instagram and their own Facebook, and they reach out to their own customers.
Right.
And that's how they've been able to kind of like succeed on the platform and make very strong, sustainable margins. So I think some of the customers that literally told us that, Wai Hong, thank you so much. Like, literally without Beep Delivery, I would have shut down by now already, because there's no point now, right? If I'm running a business and all my margins, I'm giving it 35% away, I basically have no business.
Right.
There is just not enough margins in F&B to give away 35% on all your sales. Back in the pre-MCO days when this was kind of like only 20% of your sales, then it can be seen as a way to get some economies of scale, to get some kind of new customers into your door. But when 100% of your sales, you're giving away 35% margin, it's just not sustainable business.
Right.
So I think that's basically what we've done, is we've basically put a tool into SME owners' hands, which allows them to kind of scale their own network of customers to build their own following on Instagram and Facebook. And that's why it's been good. Similarly, for Beep QR ordering, it's also the 2% fee. And so basically, we again want to keep the whole sustainable model, ensuring that whatever they are, you know, facilitating in store and the value that we're creating for them is also appropriately priced.
You know, Wai Hong, you've been actively working with retailers over these past few weeks. You know, it's been trying few weeks and months. You know, personally, do you have any concerns about what the next few weeks will hold for us and for businesses out there?
Yeah, so my primary concern is that right now we've relaxed a lot of these rules, and the challenge for a lot of Malaysians is that we're not very good with making wise decisions around, you know, what should be done, what shouldn't be done. We're generally okay with following like strict rules, but the moment things are relaxed, you know, we just take that to a certain extreme as well, right? And so that's evident from the fact that literally, you know, you just look out the window, you will see just people just kind of like almost business as usual already.
Yeah.
And so I think the challenge here is that a lot of people would be high on the euphoria of just, wow, you know, things are going back to normal without necessarily giving enough thought to, you know, what happens next. And the what happens next here is that if business as usual spikes, you know, COVID levels, what is likely to happen is that we will enter another MCO, right? We will go back into to more restrictions again. And I think the reality is that business owners need to be very cognizant of the fact that we are not, it's not like this is over and done with. We are going to likely see cycles. We're going to likely see this up and down of relaxing, tightening of control, of movement, right? And I think that's the reality of the next 12 months. Is my prediction until we find a vaccine that we will go through these cycles, and we are just starting on our first one, right? And that's why most people are not necessarily thinking about it. And so the question is, in the tightened cycle, in the tight movement control side of the cycle, what is your business doing to adapt? And that's where delivery is very important. And in the relaxed side of the cycle, what is your business doing to adapt? And that's where something like QR ordering or digitalizing your actual store, having the right process, having the right setup is going to be very important. So all of these things are need to be considered by business owners in order to kind of like plan ahead of time, because if they don't take the right measures, it's very easy for someone to walk into your store and go take a video of no social distancing at all.
Yeah.
And for the community to go, oh dear, you know, let's stay away from this place. So it's that's the kind of environment we live in now. People are paranoid. People are afraid of touching stuff. Like you just mentioned earlier, just, you know, people are so cognizant of like, what are they touching? Why are they, you know, this menu, this pen, this paper, the door,
yeah.
Right? So how do we make sure as business owners that we have implemented the right enough kind of like, you know, structure and process and technology to help our customers overcome this.
Right. Wai Hong, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us.
No worries. Thank you for having me on the program.
I've been speaking with Fong Wai Hong, Chieftain of StoreHub. Now, if you missed out on any part of this conversation, the podcast of this interview will be up on our website, bfm.my, in just a few minutes. You can also catch up on all our podcasts on the BFM app, iTunes, Spotify, or anywhere else you enjoy your podcast fix. My name is Audrey Raj. This is Powering Through the Pandemic on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Powering through the pandemic on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.